Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week. And in the fifth Aliyah of Parshat Re'eh, we have eight psukim. This Aliyah is the beginning of the Torah reading that we often read on the Shalosh Regalim, because later in Shvi'i, we will read about the Chagim. This Aliyah tells us that after giving a tenth of your crops to a Levi, a tenth of the remaining crops, Maaser Sheni, is to be taken and eaten in Yerushalayim. The Torah tells us that if you live too far away, you can sell your crops, you can take the money to Yerushalayim and spend it there on food. And at the end of each cycle of Maasrot, we are obligated to rid our homes of any overdue Maasrot. Again, in this Aliyah, we hear the words that introduce the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, but these words have also been understood to tell us about tzedakah in general. Perek Yudalid Pasuk Chaf Bet, Aser Te'aser Et Kol Tuat Zarecha Hayotzei Hasadeh Shana Shana. You must surely take Maaser, Aser Ta'aser. And the Gemara in Masechet Ta'anit Daf Tet Amar Aleph and elsewhere in Shas, the Gemara says that the double language Aser Ta'aser, Aser Ta'aser has a profound meaning. The Gemara says Aser Bishvil Shetit Asher. Take off Maaser, give tzedakah, so that you'll become rich. And it's an incredible Gemara with so much to say. Aser bishvil shetit asher. Give tzedakah so that you will surely become wealthy. Is that why do we do mitzvot? Is that why we give tzedakah? Lots to say. And the Gemara there continues and quotes Rabbi Yochanan, who says, based on a pasuk in Malachi, that this is the only time that we are allowed to test Hashem. By giving away money, by giving maasrot, by giving tzedakah, a person will actually increase their wealth in the long run, not diminish. Again, much, much to say, but I'd like to share a well-known idea on this pasuk. I've seen this idea quoted in various places, but I'm going to quote the Sefer Midrash Pinchas. It was written by Rav Pinchas of Koretz, who died in 1790, one of the great, great early Hasidim and Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He in turn quotes the Apter Rav, Rav Avraham Yehoshua Heschel of Apta, who died in 1825, and this idea is found in the Midrash Pinchas in Chelek Bet, on Daf Yud Aleph. This is what they say. First of all, we remember way back in Parshat Lech Lecha when Avraham parted with Lot. Avraham says the following to Lot. It's in Sefer Breishit, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tet. Im hasmol ve'eimina ve'im hayamin ve'asmi'ila. Says Avraham to Lot, if you go to the left, I'll go to the right. Im hasmol ve'emina. But Avram says, ve'im hayamin, if you go to the right, ve'asmi'ila, then I'll go to the left. Very nice. And this, says the Apter Rav, is what Hashem is telling us here regarding the double language of aser te aser, and what the Gemara says is aser bishvil shatit asher, says the Apter Rav. If you notice, take a look at the letter shin or sin. There is a dot. There is a dot on the right side of the shin. That would be a shin. And there's a dot on the left side of the shin. That's not a shin anymore. That's called a sin. It's pronounced sin instead of shin. And that, says the Apter Rav, is what Hashem says to us. Aser bishvil shatit asher. Aser te aser. You decide where you want to put the dot. Im hasmol v'emina, v'im hayamin v'asma'ila. You decide where you want to put the dot. If you want to put the dot on the left side, im hasmol v'emina, you put the dot on the left side, aser, turn that letter into a sin, then says Hashem, I'll put the dot on the right side, te'asher, you'll become wealthy. Test me on this, says God. If you put it on the left side, great. I'll put the dot on the right side. Aser te asher. However, says God, v'im hayamin, if you choose to put the dot on the right side, if you don't want to take ma'aser, you don't want to read the word aser, you want to read the word asher, you want to become wealthy, or you think you want to become wealthy, you'll put the dot on the right side, you'll hold your money back, you think you're becoming wealthy, very nice, then I'll put the dot on the left side, te'aser, I will reduce your money, you'll only have a tenth of what you have. Don't try to become rich, so to speak, by holding back your money, because if you do, if you want to say asher, I'll say te'aser. If you want to say aser, says God, then te'aser, I'll make you wealthy. I don't think it's pshat, but it's a beautiful, beautiful idea and a beautiful message that you and I can take with us when we are thinking of giving tzedakah. Have a wonderful day, everyone.